Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hi, you guys. Welcome back to our final episode of Melrose Place, because Kelly, this is her last episode. Thus, it is our last episode.
Melrose OMG. That's what we should call it. We had so much fun last week talking with the amazing Andrew Hsu. He was so generous with his time and just like being there for us. That was really, really cool of him.
We came off of that and we were all like, he's perfect. He's on a pedestal for life.
Yeah.
I know everyone's giving me so much crap because I was like, oh, he was my crush. But like, oh my gosh, whose crush would he not be?
Who's giving you crap that he was your crush? I don't get that.
Don't worry about it. I'm just kidding. People.
He was everyone's crush, though. Let's be honest.
Was he?
I mean, sure. Everybody liked Billy. I like Billy now that I'm a Melrose Place fan.
I mean, more and more people are like, you got to have Michael Mancini on. He was my favorite, which was your instinct.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to really say because I only have watched three episodes of Melrose Place. So I don't feel like I'm a super fan. So I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm going to blow your mind right now.
Okay.
But what you see about Billy right now, you're pretty much going to see for the next 7 seasons.
Okay. I don't know why, but I can believe that. Like, okay. I'm pretty much seeing, yeah, like,
yeah,
level. Okay.
He's amazing, but it's, they didn't really take a leap. They wanted to keep him as their consistent leading man.
Well, we know that last week we kind of strayed and got caught up with Andrew, but we are ready to dive into, which we kind of started to do, but we didn't get there, to episode 3 of Melrose Place. And once again, we have the delicious Amy Sugarman with us.
Per Andrew Hsu, it's just Sugarman.
Oh,
now.
Sorry. We have Sugarman with us.
I'm pretty excited to finish this episode because I'm so curious. Can I ask my first question?
Well, wait, let us do our little, the thing we are supposed to do.
I get so excited.
Okay. Episode 3, Lost and Found, aired July 22nd, 1992.
Synopsis, Jane faces near disaster when she goes out on the town. Jake prepares to break up with Kelly and Billy finishes his first script.
Directed by Charles Braverman, written by Frederick Rappaport and Darren Star. I feel like we did that last week, but we just wanted to, refresh your memory.
In case you forgot.
Yeah. Okay, Amy, go.
Okay, so this is for both of you.
Okay.
What did you think of the way Jake dumped Kelly?
Oh, we're jumping in the end?
Wow. Yeah, you just dove into the deep end.
She's going to what people really care about.
Yeah.
Okay. I cried. My feelings were hurt personally when I watched that, when he was dumping her, me, and... And I also was like, oh my God, this is like part of the reason I have such trust issues with men. Like it just uncovered another layer of my issues.
Okay. On one hand, it got her over it quicker, right?
Like so we can dive. Off, yeah.
Yeah. Because now she's like, he sucks. He's awful. And allows her to go into season 3 of 90210, which we will be starting on January 4th. And super excited to get back into that. Mm-hmm. But, then she's just over him and we don't have to talk about it.
Okay,
we go right into it.
When we do start season mm-hmm. 3 on the 4th, what is Kelly over Jake or is she just been dumped? I wonder how that's going to happen. I don't even know.
We haven't watched that yet, silly.
I know.
Yeah, thank you.
I know. I don't know
what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You
same.
Brought up okay. a great point, I think, a couple weeks ago, Jenny, when you, I think it was our first Melrose Place, is you asked about, because we weren't watching 90210 yet, is Kelly experiencing yeah. this, like, is the word concurrently?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
right,
so,
right.
So I'm interested to find out how they did do that.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because yeah, we saw I want to see, like, the aftermath of that. I want to see how that affected her. Because I know how it affected me. I was
yeah,
pissed.
Did you really feel like, oh.
Yes, I shed a tear, Sugarman. I'm not lying. Because aww. It just hurt. It was like, wait. And she was so young and so, yeah. Her love felt so innocent with him and just so pure. And like, she wanted to help him. And she wanted so badly for him to love her the way she loved him.
Did you think he should have just told the truth, almost like you're just too young? Or was that trickery he pulled easier? Like, I was like torn on that, having that, girl, mm-hmm. fake girl come over.
Yeah, weird. I don't know. Was that one of his like acting friends or something? Was he, how do you have a friend?
Yeah, where
that
did
just
he
came?
Find her?
Yeah. I don't know. I felt like maybe Kelly was not getting the hint. Maybe Kelly was just not. It felt like he kept saying, don't date me. I'm not good for you. Blah, blah, blah. Like he kept pushing mm-hmm. her away and she just would not go away.
No. I guess my bigger question is, do you feel like Kelly would have been as into Jake if he had been different, if he had, like, I wonder ultimately, like, what if this had played out? And I feel like she would have ended up being the one that would be like, no, I'm not even into this guy. No.
I don't know.
I feel like Jake's not her human. Kelly's, I don't know, though. And then, I'm just your friend.
And then the way he, at the end of the episode, it felt like he was moving right on to old Sally or whatever her name is.
Sandy.
Sandy, which I want to state for the record, no offense to anyone, but her accent is irritating me now.
Yeah.
It's really, which I feel like they set her up for disaster. Yeah. If they had just let her play it straight with her, with no accent, maybe they would have kept her on the series.
Yes, exactly. I think it hurt her character. Yeah. Because, I mean, if so you annoying. Were a transplant into LA and she wanted to be an actress, like, she's, I mean, I know a ton of people from Texas and from, they don't sound like that. They just
yeah,
don't.
She's not working hard on losing her accent at all. Yeah. It gets heavier each episode.
I felt bad for her. Like, was she pushed in that direction by the producers to play the Southern Belle thing? Mm-hmm.
Oof, yeah. Do you guys think that Jake should have gone for Kelly, or like, was it the age difference that was just too creepy, or was she too good for him? Should he have gone for it? Because I mean, I feel like deep down he does like her.
I mean, the age difference wasn't crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like we found out with me and Andrew Hsu, like it didn't work out for us, but he thought I was too young, but it could have worked out because he was 25. God. I was 18. Like Kelly is 17. So I think, yeah, he should have gone for her.
I think that he knew she was out of his league. Like, I felt like he knew he could never deliver.
He couldn't even afford the cookie dough ice cream.
Yeah, and that's sad for, you know, where he is in his life, but that's just where he is in his life. I mean, I've had that happen, just like felt like the right person at the wrong time, you know, and maybe he just knew that he couldn't. And that's good. That's good that he was like honest about that and like didn't try, because there's nothing worse than a guy who promises you the heaven and earth and then doesn't deliver any of it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Shenanigans weirded me out, but like the shenanigans. Whole like, fake actor girl coming in at all. I thought we had a date. Like, it was just so, what? Although I enjoyed the episode.
But yeah, she kept coming back, so he couldn't get rid of her.
Yeah.
Like nowadays, like if it was present day, he would have blocked you, your cell number. He would have blocked you on Instagram and you would be like, okay, I can take the hint. You've blocked me everywhere, even though that's super immature, but cool.
Is that how you dump people now? I don't.
No, but apparently you just like block them from all social media. But it's like, okay, well, I'm not a stalker. Well, like whatever. Yeah.
Kelly clearly.
I mean, this is what I've heard.
Kelly clearly wanted Jake's hammer. Like, she couldn't live without it.
So that's a question too. No. Are we to assume they never actually slept together? We're to sort of, even though he was washing the sheets, that was to have fresh sheets? Like, I'm so confused, but I think they never
did. Why was he washing his sheets? Another thing that was a new moment for me. Like,
that grossed me out too. And she's like, oh, we know what
must
that
have
means.
A date.
I guess we're to assume they never slept together.
But was he planning on sleeping with her? Because he washed the sheets.
A great question.
You guys, people do their laundry. Maybe he was just washing his sheets.
Except that Sandy sort of like
says
suggested.
The woman that doesn't do laundry.
Yeah, because Sandy's at this point, we know one thing. We can't trust Sandy.
No.
Yeah. So only Jen, you can answer that if it were make-believe. If it were make-believe.
Because
kidding.
It was real.
We get confused sometimes. Do you think they slept together?
No, I think that she wanted to seal the deal.
Mm-hmm. How far do you think they went?
Well, do they use baseball bases as a
right? I mean, we do because we're old, but yeah.
Like first base. Is that still a thing? Second base.
Remember they used to say like, what's second base? And they'd be like, heavy petting.
What's third base?
What's petting? Oh, you're right. What's third base? If
I think it's
home
touching
run is-
privates.
I love the way you just said that. So
I think
PC.
First base is kissing. Mm-hmm. Second base is petting like over the clothes.
Like a little boob touch.
Like under the bra? up the shirt?
Maybe.
Questionable.
That might be like third. When you're stealing third base, yeah. Like when you're between second and third. Yeah. I'm really glad that we broke this down because I needed clarity on it.
I mean, I feel like it's ever changing. So
I know. What is first base anymore, you guys?
Is a home run it?
It. That's the.
But where's, let's see this, mouth stuff?
That'd be third base. I'm going to go third.
Okay.
Between third and home when you're sliding into home right Oof. There.
Wait, that's diarrhea. Wait, hold on.
When you're sliding in home and your pants are full of foam.
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
See how we just went totally gross and made this totally cute?
I don't know about that.
Tori, I have a question for you. Go. I don't remember Jake being such a loser. Like, do they kind of like make him cooler over the next few years? Because he, like, I don't remember him.
I hope so. Because I got to be honest.
Not being able to buy ice cream.
I'm like not interested in Jake at this point. And that's not a good thing.
He seems like a loser.
Yeah. Like season finale, 90210, second season, super into Jake. Yeah. And like now I'm like, mm-mm.
He's like a douche. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And like punching the guy and like.
He's got some major issues. He needs therapy bad.
Yeah. Clean it up, Jake.
But
yeah,
he must because people didn't hate him.
How do you know?
Well, he must get better because wasn't he like a fan favorite?
Yes.
We think. I mean, sure. And then there was, it was Joe.
Grant like, Show and Andrew Shue.
I mean, I don't know how please, we would feel about it.
Since but. This is where our journey ends with Mahler's mm-hmm. Place and we will not be watching it after this, except I'm really intrigued.
I really want to know what happens.
Will you guys let us know what happens to Jake?
Does he get good? Does he redeem himself?
And also, when does Michael Mancini become a complete ass? Because that's coming too. And I don't know when.
That's coming on hot and heavy each episode.
Wait, is he already a doctor or is he studying to be a doctor at this point? Because they refer to him as a Dr. Mancini when he answers the phone. Yeah,
he might be like a resident.
Okay, so he's already
a resident. I don't know, but he puts on his stethoscope to leave to go to surgery. So he must be a doctor.
He has that huge pager.
Glad he did that. Because we wouldn't know.
Oh, well, you guys, I felt bad for Josie. Jane, I mean.
Yeah.
She wanted some attention from her husband.
But I mean, she's got to be understanding too. Mm-hmm, they're young. He's like working his way up. It's not like he's.
Yeah, she's a little high maintenance feeling.
A little bit.
Yeah. She's very like thirsty a little bit. Like she wants action from him like all the time. But I keep thinking that like he's already having an affair. I don't know why. I think that is coming.
I hope not. That
it definitely is.
Wait, you think we find out like soon that? Because I actually went the same, right? You guys, you were watching. You're like, oh, he's not really going to be at the hospital. That was a lie. Right. But it's like, no, he really was. And I was like, wait, do I remember this differently? When's he going to cheat? Because it's about
to happen. That's how I felt too, Tori. Like when he canceled the Pink's hot dogs, I thought, oh, now they're going to go to him with a nurse in the closet or the on-call room.
Get your heads out of the gutter. I mean, he really brought it home though. He with the candles and the hot dogs later, you know, at the end of the night. I felt like that was really sweet.
I agree. That's why I'm like, he's still nice. When does he become a total jerk?
And I wonder if the intent was for him always to be a jerk or if the feedback when they started doing it like this, they were just supposed to have like a rough patch in their marriage and he was like succeeding and she was hoping, you know, because things don't stay the same. They change in relationships. And I wonder if they were like, no, we need to make him the bad guy. We need a villain on this show.
Because there really isn't. He turns dark.
Can someone call Michael Mancini stat, please? Thomas Calabro.
Now, did you guys spot, I don't want to mess up his last name, Nestor Carbonell?
Yes.
So he like went on to do so many things.
And
movies.
Finally, there's proof from my husband because we watched him in some show where he's like a detective. Love the show. I can't remember the name of it. And then we watched him in the morning show. Recently, and every time Dave sees him on camera, he's like, oh, does he wear eyeliner? And I'm always like, no, those, that's just his eyes. And now I have proof. Like, look, this is him young. You think he was wearing the same eyeliner since he began his career? I don't think so.
Oh my gosh.
But he has the most beautiful eyes.
Yeah, he's in The Morning Show, The Dark Knight, Bates Motel.
Bates Motel. That's what I was thinking of. He's so
Wait, are you talking about Greg Grunberg?
No.
No. So Greg Grunberg was in there, but I couldn't find him.
I couldn't either. I just saw on the list and I'm like, oh my God, Greg Grunberg.
Wait, who's Greg Grunberg?
He wasn't Lost? What was it?
He was in an episode of Lost. Oh. He was the original pilot in the plane. He's super tight with J.J. Abrams.
Jen, look up Greg Grunberg right now. You will know this man.
And he was in Felicity. Okay. His biggest role was
You know
Felicity,
him too, I think.
But we need somebody eagle eyes to find him in the episode so we can like get a picture of it and circle it.
Because I love Nestor so much, I wanted him to be Peter in the show. I wanted the two guys to swap places and Nestor to be with Josie, only just because I'm a fan of his.
I agree with that.
But I mean, the other guy was not a Christian Botcher. He was not bad as Peter, but I just wanted to see more from Nestor.
Wait, who was Greg Grunberg in this episode? He's best known for, this is what I know him from, Alias, you guys. Mm-hmm. Alias, and then he was in Heroes.
Oh yeah, he was huge, big in Heroes.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Maybe his part
was
cut out.
He's such a nice guy.
He's so nice. Maybe his part was
cut out. We emailed him because we wanted, he's listed in the episode as Gatman. But what is that?
Gatman?
I emailed him because I got to find out who he was. I'm not sure he's going to remember. I'm going to try. We'll ask him.
He'll remember.
Somebody with eagle eyes.
Wait, you guys, let's take a break. And when we come back, I have something to talk about.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Is there ever really a way to thank your mom for everything she does? My mom is my best friend, my rock. I have learned so much from her through the years. Her wisdom has helped shape me, and I love celebrating her, especially on Mother's Day.
This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. And since she deserves the best, send her the best there is. When it comes to flowers, send her farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
I love that Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farm, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano, you guys.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code 90210 for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com. Promo code 90210, Bouqs.com, promo code 90210.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC injectable gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops. Timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/90210.
Okay, it's not a big deal. Don't get scared. It's just my love for the Gap. That's all I wanted to talk about. Wait, Gap will not go down without a fight. Have you seen? They just did this huge like commercial with I don't even remember who was in it, but it was like the production value was through the roof. And then at the end of the commercial, it was like Gap, and I thought, wow, you know, I thought they were gonna die out, like. Fade away.
Don't they go to the Gap in this episode?
That's what I'm talking about. Why would I be talking about the Gap?
I had a question for you guys. That Gap that they showed is actually on Melrose Avenue. Is that where Urban Outfitters
yes,
is now?
I believe so. On the corner there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Fall Into the Gap? That was like their OG. Fall Into the Gap.
I just love the Gap. I love everything about the Gap. I want to go shop at the Gap.
Does it exist like stores? I know it's online.
Yes.
Where is one?
I gotta
and the
find
kid,
one.
Like Kids Gap is really cute. They have great. I always had my kids in Gap. I feel like.
And it's okay to wear your sunglasses inside a Gap, apparently. Because Steve Sanders can't be bothered to take his sunglasses
off. Which is
off.
Really weird because my dad hated when his actors wore sunglasses.
Did he have a black eye? What was going on? Pink eye? I wondered what was behind the glasses that he got away with wearing them inside the Gap in a scene.
Well, he was sliding into third and, you know, that's what leads to pink eye. So maybe he did
Ew.
That. There you go.
I did love how David and Steve gave bleep. Use some bleep for calling Jake 5 times a day. Remember, they're like, you call him 5 times a day and he doesn't even call back.
Yeah, I was offended. Like when David said that, it pissed me off as your friend, as Kelly. Well, Donna as Kelly's friend. But I don't understand where I was, you guys. Like, it's so weird that Donna wouldn't be with you in that scene.
Yeah, like, why am I shopping with David?
I wonder what the date is. Obviously, I was on
something. Yeah, you weren't available.
I don't know. Where the
Were you busy that day? Right.
Like, imagine season three. No.
But I think you're filming both shows, so maybe you couldn't bop over to Melrose Place.
Whatever.
If there's a gap on Melrose Place still.
There is. I don't think it is there still. There might be one on Ventura Boulevard still.
And what? Okay, so the store Jane works at, what is there in real life? Because that's something else too that's big.
Oh, I don't know. It's on the corner also, isn't it?
I know. So then I got confused. I was like, is that Urban Outfitters? No, but it's another.
That one feels like it's on the other side of the street. Oh. On the north side of Melrose. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yep. Look at us.
I'm still searching gaps.
Amy's like, why is there still a gap?
I'm like, here's the thing
with Gap. They have good like basics and stuff, but they really got to get back in the jean game. Like, I feel like that they could reinvent themselves.
Do you think Old Navy has sort of taken over Gap? Because I like definitely go default Old Navy.
Same, but why can't Gap be a player now again?
No, Gap is like Old Navy is like for me, it's the cheapo version of the Gap.
That's what it OG was. Mm. But
You
know what, Jen? I think we should just offer our services. Not offer, but like.
What services are you talking about?
They should do like a 90s thing and do it with us for the Gap, like a capsule collection.
They should, because they could have a huge comeback, right? I think that it's happening because, like I said, I saw a really great commercial that they just did. And it made me want to go shop at the Gap, but I don't know how to because I don't know.
Who was in it? You said someone was in it?
There was a famous person in it. I don't know who, though. Let me look it up.
Well, you do that. Curious. Banana Republic was sort of the fancy version.
Fancy. Oh,
you know what? I never went to Banana Republic. I draw the line there.
I did.
Did you?
I know it irritates you. But I still will meander through a Banana Republic anytime I see one. Just for fun. Just to look at all the boring outfits. And then you find a basic. You're like, oh, I like those black trousers. I could wear those.
Yeah, they are kind of known for that. While you look, I want to talk about how Matt barely has a part. Like, really, he's barely in it, Doug Savant. Like, he must get bigger later.
Yes,
he becomes major.
Yes. I feel like they didn't know what they were doing with him yet.
No, and then he was wearing a blazer with, like, jeans and humongous Nikes. Did you know?
Is that the scene he was with Allison? He was a little too close for comfort. I'm going to go on record that in that scene, I didn't buy him as gay.
No. Yeah, I think we don't totally
I'm still questioning it.
Mm-hmm. It's still.
Okay, you guys, I did my Gap research. It's Katy Perry that did this Gap campaign. And it's incredible because I'll show you a little freeze frame. Hold on.
Yep,
there she is singing about it. And then they have all these couples kissing. You see it? And then they have guys kissing, girls kissing. I loved it.
Oh.
It's a very diverse new Gap that they're putting out there.
Okay, good.
Uh-huh. I also noticed that Kelly was wearing what I called mules. Do you guys remember those? They were like.
I saw them. Boots. Yeah,
of course.
I saw them on her feet. And I was like, I kind of want a pair of those again. It was like half boot, half nothing. Like, right?
Those came back in. They came back in, you guys, back out.
Oh, they came and went.
We missed it.
They did come back in. Like, you know when Target has their wild fable line and it's literally all like our wardrobe and Clueless? Like, yeah. I feel like they had something to do with that. And then Urban Outfitters had them.
I don't know, but I kind of want a pair. I'm gonna have to go do a little search.
Oh, yeah.
My other notes right here say bedspread of the Mancini's ooh, which I think I've mentioned before. It just was so 90s. And then I said, what is that cheesy song? And then Billy and his barbecue. And then he starts burning his script.
Dramatic.
Wow. Oh, because we did talk about it last week. That's right. We talked about the script, the casserole. We got that bar. And then we got Andrew Shue distracted for the entire episode. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then when Billy goes to the Shooters, he goes there to be upset at Allison, I guess, because of her critique of his script. Mm-hmm. And he's just so cute. You know what he's eating at the bar at Shooters? Soda and a candy bar. So bellied right up to the bar and ordered a soda pop and a candy bar.
That's adorable.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Kind of love it. And then I guess we just send Kelly back to Beverly Hills, never to return to Melrose Place again. And then what I don't know that I'm interested to find out is, do they ever make reference to Melrose Place on 90210 ever again?
I wonder if it would be Jake, right?
I doubt it. I mean, maybe I'm dying to know. That's why we have to watch season three.
Yeah, I mean, mostly my notes are all about their fashion. And then the ring, the big ring. The ring, the lost ring.
Wait, okay, let's take a little break and we're going to talk about that ring thing. Is there ever really a way to thank your mom for everything she does? My mom is my best friend, my rock. I have learned so much from her through the years. Her wisdom has helped shape me, and I love celebrating her, especially on Mother's Day.
This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. And since she deserves the best, send her the best there is. When it comes to flowers, send her farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
I love that Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farm, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano, you guys.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code 90210 for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code 90210, Bouqs.com, promo code 90210.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The ring. She lost her ring. Oh my gosh.
I mean,
can you crawling around on the floor of an LA nightclub in bare knees?
You would do it too.
I would not crawl. I would not put my bare skin on that floor. Nope.
You would go in the back and ask for gloves first, and then you come back out and do it, right?
I don't know. I would just like bend over. I don't think I'd go full hand and knee.
Yeah, I hear
if you yeah. lost your ring, would you ever take your ring off?
That was Shay Day. She right? And she sees a cute guy approaching and she's like, ooh.
That was really
it off, puts it in a pocket.
Like, just felt uncharacteristic yeah. of Jane, even and though we only like know her
professional,
for 3 episodes.
Like she had done it before.
Yes. I would you have even thought to do that? I would have just yeah. talked to someone like
right.
I don't know.
Like, I don't think dudes are that ring huntery where they really are caring.
Oh, yeah. Not there. I would have taken it off and put it on the other hand.
Smart.
Oh, smart.
I mean, not that I've ever done that.
Yeah, she shouldn't have put it in her pocket.
Yeah, and then I guess the meaning of the episode is that Sandy finds the ring in the garbage and gets it back to Jane and doesn't, you know, let on. Remember, she's like, Jane, I found this in the laundry room.
Oh, so is she a good girl? Is she a good character now? Like, does that make
her? Yeah, I think she's becoming a better okay. person, in quotes. And so is Jake, because I think he dumps Kelly for all the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. But then didn't you feel like they were going to get together?
Totally.
I hope.
Didn't you feel like he was going to follow her up the stairs? That would have been, I wouldn't have been able to handle that.
I mean,
wait, Jenny, that's a great question. Because you haven't seen it like Tori and I have, if you had to pair someone at Melrose Place, who would you love to see together? Any of them?
I guess at this point, maybe Jane and Jake. I don't know. Maybe that. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Right? Does it?
Does that ever happen?
No.
Just my memories. I just remember that I think Jake is with Amanda, Heather Locklear. Right?
What? That happened?
Yeah, didn't they become a couple?
I thought she was with Billy.
Before Jack Wagner comes. I think she's
with everyone?
It's Heather Locklear. Come on.
Okay, fair. I just remember Jake and Joe. That's all. Daphne Zuniga comes in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. From Spaceballs. Yeah. She's coming soon.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. So, that's right.
We really need to keep watching this show, you guys.
Jenny, you have to keep watching because it gets crazy.
Yeah. I mean, since we're not going any further, should we just let her look at the picture of Marcia Cross now?
Oh, my God. I mean, yes.
No, you can't do that.
It has to be video. She has to watch
the video. What if I go, I need a binge and I get sick and I have to binge? What if I get COVID and I have to trap myself in my room for 7 days?
No, I take that back. You're not getting COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, no. But I could watch it then.
Like season five? Wait, what season is it?
I mean, I'll find this while you guys talk, but I think if you watch this clip, it'll make you want to continue watching the show. Because I told you guys the story. I saw it at Ralph's. So this is back in the day, like probably maybe the 90s, early zeros. I don't know what you call that. The aughts, whatever they
call
it.
Early 2000.
And I was at the Ralph's on Wilshire, and maybe it was Vicente Foods, either the Ralph's on Wilshire or Vicente Foods. And she was also near the vegetables. And I actually gasped. I was like, oh, like,
she gets so crazy and scary that, like, yeah, you would see her in real life and be like, I don't know.
And she pulled it off becoming the girl on Desperate Housewives, because I thought I could never leave it behind.
Same.
That's crazy. Same. Already. I mean, you can find this. Okay, hold on. Here it comes.
What's happened? You're showing it to me?
So I'm showing them the scene of Kimberly on Melrose Place in the bathroom. None of us know.
She has long red hair. Okay.
Yeah.
And none of us, one person in the audience. Oh my God.
Nothing happened. She ran her fingers through her hair.
And at first she's pretty straight laced, conservative.
She's having like a head pain.
Why is her hair? What happened?
Shocking.
She looks even pretty like that, though.
Yeah. That end of must episode. Have been like season finale.
We just did a disservice to her, because honestly, you never saw it coming.
Oh, now I know.
Now you know.
And so does everyone else out there if they didn't watch it.
The entire universe was watching that going when it was back in the 90s. Watched that and went like this.
Why did she have a wig on? Why does she have scars on her head?
She almost died or something, right?
Did she have cancer? Was there some sort of like brain aneurysm?
From the dead, I think.
She what? Came back from the dead.
Came back from the dead.
I think she's like a zombie.
She's a zombie? No, but there was some sort of thing where we thought she was dead. Oh God, it's so blurry. That's why I have to watch this.
But isn't the reason for this why she starts like acting crazy and like,
I think so.
She goes like insane in a bad way. Like, ooh, she crazy.
Where did she come from? Kimberly. Like she, cause
wait, she's with Michael
where
Mancini.
Did she come from? She marries Michael Mancini, right?
What? Sorry.
You guys stop. You're blowing my mind over and over and it's starting to hurt.
But she wasn't related, like, because Sydney was Jane's sister. She comes and definitely starts sleeping with Michael.
Right. Laura Layton. Okay. So they got Sandy out and Sydney came in.
Not sure on that.
No. Because Sandy was kind of supposed to be like,
I think Sydney comes later. I mean, I think Heather Locklear is coming. I think she comes
like first season.
Soon.
Real soon.
You guys, here we go.
The people that are fans of Melrose Place are so irritated by us right now.
No, they love it. They love every single thing. A car accident caused by Michael Mancini's drunk driving. Kimberly was like left for dead and then she lived or something.
She's not a zombie. She didn't die. No, she didn't come back to life.
But she had to have all that brain
Sugarman's
surgery.
Right, though. So that she comes back seeking revenge? And now I don't remember. Oh,
probably.
My God.
I would.
She was a badass character. Yes.
Do you want me to tell you how it all ends?
Yeah.
Does the apartment building burn down? Does everyone perish?
It does get blown up at one point.
And they all fall in the pool or something. Something.
Yeah, there was some drama. Yeah. I believe in the very end, Heather Locklear marries Jack Wagner and they fake their deaths so they can go off and be together.
Wait, Jack Wagner's on the show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So confused.
So at one point, I think the cast was 30 people. Like, you know, that's the beginning.
Yeah.
I think
Lisa Rinna was on the show.
Who?
Lisa Rinna.
Oh, yeah. David Charvet.
Right.
Wow. So many people.
Wait, Josie Bassett ended up marrying him. And he was in The Next Generation of 90210 and directed some episodes. What's his name? Oh, my God.
Rob Estes.
Oh,
yeah. Real life husband.
That's where they met, right? They met on Melrose.
They got really married in real life, but they had children and now they're not together anymore.
Yeah.
I did a movie a long time ago with Rob Estes.
Yeah.
And then after that, you were in 90210 with him.
Kelly Rutherford. Kristen Davis. Yes. Sex in the City's Kristen Davis.
Okay. Kristen, you know what? Davis.
Sex in the City's Denise Richards, Jamie Luner, Alyssa Milano. I mean, it just goes.
Who wasn't on Melrose Place?
Patrick Muldoon. Remember that guy? It just goes on and on.
Yes, I used to date him.
Do you remember him?
Stop it.
Wait, remember when we were in that room at that conference? And there was all of them. Wait, I have a question, you guys. Okay, so I just blanked on her name.
Kristen Davis.
So this was the first time I saw her work. Who did she play? What was her character's name?
I'll get it. Please keep talking while I find it really fast.
It's okay because on Sex and the City, she redeemed herself and was so good and she's great. And now they have the new one. And which
and
have you guys
like
been?
And she
did a Christmas movie where she goes to Africa. I really like that one.
She's great. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go on record that she was not great on Melrose Place.
Was this her first job?
I don't know.
She played Brooke Armstrong and I think she was with Billy.
She was with Billy.
Yeah.
I think he married her. I don't know. Maybe it was the character that was super annoying. So it made her appear not great, but she was not a liked character. And then when I saw she was going to be in Sex and the City, I was like, oh, that's that girl from Melrose Place. And then she was great and brilliant. Wait, have you been watching And Just Like That?
Yeah. Can we talk about that really quick before we have to go?
Yeah.
What do you think? What did you think?
Okay, I don't want to sway Jen. Jen, have you seen it?
No.
Okay, so I was late to the game. Everyone watched it. And then I have to admit, I saw on Instagram the spoiler, but it's my fault for not like tuning in to the first episode. And then I was like, okay, I got to watch it now. So I binged and watched, well, just two episodes. I got to be honest, you guys. And I know people probably thought this when they saw us on our reboot, or maybe not. But it made me sad seeing them older.
Of course they thought that about us.
I'm sorry. I honestly, they looked great. It wasn't that they didn't look good. It made me really sad about my life. Because I was like, those are my girls. Oh my God, that just means we're all getting older. Oh,
so the oldness did not bother me.
Okay.
It was the script.
Yeah.
Like, here's my question. Where's Darren Star?
I don't think he was a part of it, you guys.
I don't either. And I feel like had he been, I feel like I know everyone loves Michael Patrick King. Me too. But I think you need Darren Star also to write. It wasn't funny for me.
It wasn't as sharp as it was. The direction was different. I don't know. It just wasn't the same show.
I'm going to keep watching though. Are you?
I'll watch one or two more, but I'm not convinced yet that I should stay.
Should I even start it?
You have to. Okay. Just because we need your thoughts on it, because it's so timely of like our generation. Like you just, yes. I'm curious to see what you think.
90210 connection because Darren Star.
Darren, yeah.
Yeah, you got to watch just to see what you think.
Okay. I mean, I will be honest with you. I'm really looking forward to going back to Beverly Hills. I think Kelly should go back to her neighborhood.
And you as a viewer now, you had your fill.
Will you keep watching? The way he dumped her, I'm over it.
Oh my God, you're making it personal. What about the show? Like, do you think you'll binge watch more of Melrose?
I mean, I could, yeah. I could, because it has been fun getting to meet these characters. And from what you guys tell me, it gets crazy. And that sounds fun.
It does.
I'll definitely keep watching. And I don't want to be a cheater, but I already started peeking ahead in season 3 of 90210 because I was getting pumped. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, sorry. I got excited because it came back to me. There's a lot of cool things coming this season on 90210. So I think everybody needs to like get excited.
Okay.
Gets juicy.
It is getting juicy because we know what's coming.
We do.
We do.
I don't.
Poor Jenny. Her poor memory.
I mean, I'm excited. Whatever it is, it's going to be fun.
You're at the center of it. Oh my God. It's what we've all been waiting for.
And Merry Christmas, guys. This is my swan song. Sad to be leaving.
Wait, what? You're quitting us?
Well, I mean, I'm going to
be your producer.
I'll never quit you.
We love you. Love you guys. And we love all of you out there. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Oh my gosh. Happy, yeah.
Oh, remember when we used to drink wine during the episode?
Did we all do Kiss, Marry, Kill, Melrose Place? Did you guys?
No, you didn't do it.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
I mean, Mary Andershew in a heartbeat.
Wait, I think it's supposed to be character, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Ooh.
Or no, wait, I forgot. Character?
I'll just do both. Actor? I'll do both. Okay, fine, fine. Mary Andershew, character. Oh, God. I need them to evolve a bit more.
Yeah, yeah, it's hard to pick right now.
Yeah.
Fair.
Kiss. Grant Show, definitely. Probably kiss Jake. I don't want to kick Michael Mancini to the curb. But I guess I have to.
So we all chose the same, right?
Did we?
Did we? I think so. That's good. We're on the same page. Well, yeah. We'll see how you feel in a couple seasons because it's all going to change with those characters. Except Billy. Billy's always the good guy.
Yeah, there's like 80 more characters coming. So yeah. This game could really
go on forever.
You guys are the best. Talk to you later.
Love you.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.